Brad Siegel, NBC News Radio. The U.S. is admitting it mistakenly killed 10 civilians in Afghanistan. General Kenneth McKenzie says warplanes targeted the wrong vehicle in Kabul, thinking it contained an ISIS-K suicide bomber.
This strike certainly did not come up to our standards, and I profoundly regret it.
10 people were killed, including 7 children. The strike happened after 13 U.S. troops were killed in a suicide attack outside the Kabul airport. U.S. Capitol Police say they are prepared for today's rally supporting the January 6th Capitol rioters. Police Chief Thomas Manger told a briefing he expects a peaceful gathering among those who are protesting the arrests of hundreds of suspects. Manger says there have been some threats of violence, and he insisted it will not be tolerated. Over 10,000 migrants are waiting under a Texas bridge to get into the U.S. The migrants in Del Rio are waiting to be processed by the Border Patrol. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez predicts the surge will only get larger. Brad Siegel, NBC News Radio.